snatch?
Yeah, we're going to count down and let me know when the snatch is live.
So wait, how do we put this on Facebook? I mean, not on Facebook, on Instagram.
That's are we on?
On the Facebook.
Yes, we are.
We're here?
We are here.
We're here? We're live?
Yeah,
we're on?
We're live.
Normally, I just copy and paste it. I copy the link.
Well, it should be. It says we are, but I'm not seeing.
I'm not seeing.
There we go.
Here we go. We go. Roll. It's Tuesday.
Now we're live.
We're here. We're live. I have the whole bunch. It is a satisfying Tuesday. The best Nicole is here, of course, and my baby little bigger brother.
Baby Mark. Little bigger.
Baby little bigger. Yes.
God, you can't use that word.
BLB?
Baby little bigger?
Oh, bigger.
It's the BLB.
What did you think I said?
I don't know.
Good one, Rock.
That's okay.
Well, before the show, you guys were throwing it around like it was the, you know. So
Yeah, okay. Of course we were. Actually, it's so funny because Robert walked up the back porch today and he goes, let's get the up lowdown. What's going on? And I'm like, let's get the what? He's like, I meant the lowdown. He said, let's get the up lowdown.
Upload down.
Let's get the upload down.
Let's do it.
It was pretty good.
I wanted to get into something that I've been waiting for these two to be here for a while. A couple weeks ago, me and Jess were talking about how on the Stone Cold podcast, Ric Flair was saying how he's finally, like, grounded. And, he found the right chick. And, you know, like me and Jess have said a million times, you know.
Ric Flair? Yeah.
Who's Ric Flair?
He's like 60.
Yeah, well, you know his lifestyle.
Well, he's talking
though.
About, though, how when he was in now, his lifestyle. Yeah.
Now he's not out, you know, looking for chicks. And you really got to move.
Found the
pick
one.
It up.
Why don't
you? Why don't you just pick it up?
The mic?
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking hold this shit.
Oh!
But,
is that better?
But he was saying how he's finally, you know, like calm.
It is better.
And,
you can use the pussy.
He made a point also to say how he only knows, like, four guys. Who have that same kind of thing. And one of them was Steve Austin, another one was Ricky Steamboat, and I think Sting was the other one. And, you know, like, and I feel like that's what I have, you know what I mean? Like, I now have the relationship
the cream of the crop, we rise to the top.
No, but the relationship that people really, you know, look for, you know?
Right.
There's no work involved, it's easy, we just genuinely get along, love each other, like each other, we like being around each other, it's just, you know.
Keep bragging.
What does he know? My search engine.
But, you know, then it got me thinking, you know, how much time as a single guy you consume your thoughts with women, you know, like, where am I going to find one? Which one do I want? You know, or if you already have one in your head, how am I going to get her? Or if you're dating even, how am I going to keep her? What do I got? You know, is she happy right now? Is something bothering? There's all these things that go on that is now like this unloaded stress that I no longer have to even think about. There's none of that exists in my world anymore. And as a single person, clearly, especially someone like you, you know. But, you know, as a single person, though, like.
High options.
You have to sit back and kind of look at that and go, wow, I really do.
Yeah. So I think that it takes up most of my thought patterns throughout the day, no matter what I'm doing. Training clients. Sorry, Nicole.
He's like squat again.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. So it takes up the majority of my waking hours.
Now,
I agree.
And
well, not women for me, but
yeah,
you know. Yeah. I think that the closer you get to being comfortable with somebody, it becomes less and less.
Oh yeah,
because you become content, satisfied.
Yeah,
you're absolutely. Just happy, which is awesome.
Right.
But getting there,
which is the goal.
That's the goal. Sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
I recently, a bunch of my friends put me on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Yeah.
Great.
And I've
you
met...
You said Grindr wrong.
I've met...
Yes!
I've met two men from there.
Oh, my God. Listen, open it up. You never know.
You know?
He opens it up.
Met two people from there. And both of them were fun, good experiences. But
nothing more?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, well, one, yes, a couple of weeks.
No, man.
Oh, okay.
I dated somebody.
Okay.
Man, the ages of these women.
Both were older.
Older than you?
Both were older than me.
But okay. they're my age.
I think it's from the men still.
Yeah.
Rocky and Robert would both be like, what the fuck?
No, I don't think so.
No, because Mark has to share you with Robert. Robert's not going to share you if he's with someone else. That's what I meant.
Yeah. It's still incest.
Okay, whatever.
There's always another man.
Fuck.
Someone I dated for a couple of weeks. You know, you know her.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then I got more selective with how I spoke to them before I met them.
Right.
You know, I learned because I don't want to just hook up.
Well, there's also that thing of when you first meet somebody, there's that excitement where you'll kind of do dumb shit or say dumb shit or look past certain things because of the excitement of the newness.
Right.
And very quickly, you know.
Do you want a stool?
No.
You know, very quickly, you can find things where you go, oh, what am I doing? And then you ever get just stuck in that position where now it's like 3-4 months and you're like, fuck, I'm still, I can't figure out how to get out of this. You know what I mean? Like, those situations are bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't been in that kind of situation in a long time.
No, yeah. Well,
a long time.
I haven't been in like probably 4 or 5 years now.
What? Can't fucking knock out. I mean, we're almost together for 8. I don't know what was going on.
I meant 10, 11 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what... I'm sorry. I just wanted her to throw in as like a female point of view. Like, you're now looking for men. Do you feel like you're constantly out thinking, like, am I going to meet someone? I hope I meet someone. I want someone. Do you feel like that?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah. Like, I feel like even, like, I remember it being very consuming. Like, where, you know, you're like...
You just didn't want to be alone. You wanted to find your person, I guess. I don't remember. I don't remember. I was single for a long time before you.
Yeah.
I was bouncing around and just doing my thing. But, like, I don't remember actually what it ever felt to be in a healthy relationship. I think this is my first healthy relationship, and that's being honest with myself.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really had a healthy relationship.
You know? And you know my past. I mean, I've dated people 4 years, long, but it was never healthy or fully satisfying for me. There was always something. And I feel like for once with Rocky, I can be myself. He doesn't tell me, you know, it's never like, where are you going? Where are you wearing? It's different. We accept and love each other. I have never had this before. So
yeah, I've never had that.
Yeah,
I've the realization of being, the last 8 months were big for me because I think I found myself more than I was looking for someone else, and I think that you know, I thought the last relationship,
right,
not the recent one, the big
one,
was gonna be like
it.
I'm gonna have a family and we're gonna have kids, and I think the ending of the relationship, which was weird, it shouldn't have ended the way it did,
right?
But because it ended the way that it did, I started looking for more out of myself.
Right.
More than
Which
finding it someone else. You know.
It's good, though, because
it's
growth.
It worked out. You know, it worked out. Yeah. It wasn't good for me, but it worked out. You know, being alone, you know, for 8 months was a big change for me. I've never not
had a relationship.
Had a relationship or had someone always there, you know. And I wasn't really hooking up and sleeping around, which was also really weird for me because I get a lot of advances. Makes it very easy, but
Nicole,
I just spent.
God damn it!
What I made was Jeffrey the priority of my time,
right?
Which helped me just pass time,
right?
So that when I really wanted somebody there, it'd be like Jeff movie night, you know, and we would sit down and cuddle and watch a movie, and then I would forget about it,
right?
And then a couple days later, like I would get that, like, oh, I want to be next to somebody, Jeff movie night. You know, so like it would be that my pastime to get through it.
Yeah.
And now I find myself really comfortable just being home at night.
Yeah.
You know, even when Jeffrey's playing Fortnite and I'm just hanging out in the living room.
Yeah.
You know, like it made it easier for me to be alone. But now it's like, all right, now I really want to find someone to spend the time with.
Just to sit there with.
You need to get that first. I was at that point a few years ago. You need to be comfortable being by yourself before, because you need to be happy fully within yourself, and the only way to really truly, I feel, get there is to have that time alone. Because if you're not happy with you, how are you going to be
happy to make, for anyone?
Right, exactly. Right. How are you going to make anybody else happy?
Right.
And how do you expect anybody else to make you happy if you can't make yourself happy?
I find when me and Nicole spend a lot of time together, and when we talk a lot, I'll say to her, you know, first and foremost is you. Because if you don't love yourself or take care of yourself, no one's going to look and go, I'm going to love this person. They're like, oh, what the fuck's wrong? What's the baggage? What's the problem? But in general, like, you have to appreciate and love yourself and appreciate everything you do. You know, we're constantly putting ourselves at bay with, are we doing it right? Are we good enough? Am I getting enough done? Am I doing enough for my children? Am I enough for my family? Am I enough? And you're always questioning, am I doing enough? Am I enough? You know, so I
had a moment like that yesterday.
Yeah.
I understand. And we all go through those times, but I like to hear that, you know, like the other perspective, you know, we do live in this bubble of this relationship.
Right.
So we wanted to bring you guys in.
No,
for that.
Definitely. I think about it all the time, but like we were talking about this kind of earlier, like I feel like I'm very selective now. Mm-hmm. And I feel, especially being what I've been through in past relationships, I've earned that right now to be selective. I'm very picky because, you know, I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to be selective of who I, because I'm not just going to have anybody around my sons,
mm-hmm.
especially with their situations, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah.
I need to make sure whoever is going to be around is, you know, someone who's accepting of what's going on with my younger son and
yeah,
is going to, you know, be there and support that.
Yeah, of course. Which is not really any, you would want someone to accept all of you.
Exactly. And my kids are part of
me. What are you wearing? Where are you and what are you going? You know, like, yes, I could tell him exactly. I'm going out, Nicole, we're going to get some sushi, have a couple drinks, or Mark's picking me up, or if anything, I'm going to the salon to hang out and have a day drink, whatever it is. And he's just like, okay.
Exactly. It's like, just be you, you know? I'm not the type of person to go and flaunt and, like, stick my tits out of my ass everywhere.
I am.
But I've done so much work on myself lately that, you know
you
what?
Gotta.
If I want to fucking go out one night and show a little fucking cleavage, I'm not going to have any fucking man tell me, you're not wearing that out.
Right, which also, if he wants to wear a thong, you have to let him wear it.
Funny as that story is, I just posted a funny picture on Snapchat of me getting in the shower, coming in a hurry to get to the show. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No, I don't look at your Snap.
I won't look at your Snap. Really, you flood my feed every time I go. I think I've even said
I flood
like,
it.
Every time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't mind it either, but...
And funny that someone from the past felt the need to comment on it. Like, how could you put that up there? Like,
bitch, stop following me then. Yeah, why are you looking?
Weirdos.
You know, it's so funny. Like, that time Mark had a post up and someone wrote, like, oh, man, all you're looking for is attention. I'm like, why don't you mind your fucking business? And actually, the person I know and I have no beef with, but she said that to my brother. I'm like, why do you care what he's wearing? You're mad because you can't wear it. Like, you're mad because he won't wear it for you, you know? But I immediately get defensive because I... Don't you dare judge him by what he's wearing. Like
first
thinking.
The fuck of all...
Do you
like,
remember who you are? Like, I mean, come on.
You're in the fitness business. You're a personal trainer. That's
your
business.
Physique
that's what you're supposed
the job.
To do. And it comes, unfortunately...
He's Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. I'm Gaston. Yes.
My eyes are up here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, unfortunately, that has its good and its bad, because you have people, like, flaunting all over you, and then you have the people, like, fucking put some clothes on.
Yeah, which you don't want either one. You want someone to be comfortable with you, you be comfortable with yourself. So, have you guys been having, like, any quarantine withdrawals now that you're alone? Is this actually helping?
A little bit.
Right.
A little bit.
Well, you both have me to come to, so you have someone.
Yeah, but
well,
I miss like
lucky
having
you.
I miss having intimacy with somebody. Like, I have those moments where
Mother's Day I got out of the suction cup dildo.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
I told you suction cup it right to the shower and just back it up. Work on your squats. Work on your squats. Now that's a friend, you know.
That is a true friend.
That's why they got you a suction cup pussy. You put it right in the shower. You also
yes. We know what we're doing when we're done working out.
Yeah, right. You guys, when you got here, you know exactly what you're gonna do. So
yes, but I dated for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
did
really
you have sex?
Yes.
Sorry.
So fucking rude.
Jesus.
My bad.
Dude, we're in the middle of a fucking show here, Rocky.
What the hell, Rocky?
Have some respect. Have some
respect. Put some respect on this show.
I need a mask on you. You're putting all your fucking Corona on there.
I want
Rona.
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So I haven't really been...
My nickname is Rona.
Quarantining.
Oh, no,
I don't have any friends anyway.
Well, no, I mean, like... Fuck you, buddy.
No, I have very few people that I actually spend time with.
Right.
Normally.
Well, right. But I'm saying, like, now, though, that you are quarantined, you can't go to the gym and socialize. You can't go and meet up with people. You really can't have those parties and stuff. So right now, I think would even be the best time for people to actually work on themselves when this is...
True.
You know, we all wished for this. We all were like, I'm tired. I want a break. I need some time. I want to see my family. Now we have it.
Well, that's human nature. You're never happy.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am. I'm not really satisfied. I'm fucking you, bitch. And I'm always happy. Giddy up. So, rolling, did you have anything you want to throw in? You Silent Bob over there?
Oh, I was the one who initiated all.
Yeah.
You know, so, I had my 2 cents. You know, I wanted the perspective from the single people.
We wanted 4 cents.
You know? Ooh. Yeah. Well, you know what? I got 5. Keep that pen.
I want to give everyone
time.
A warning.
Keep that change.
I should be coming back to Twitter.
Yes.
Very
I've never
soon.
Had a Twitter.
You need to get one.
I have a tweeter.
tweeter. Boy. You need to get one. Tweeter.
I don't. I forgot to use it for like the past month.
Yeah.
But I jumped on there today and threw something in there.
Yeah.
Twitter was my favorite form of social media.
Really?
Yeah, because I like the you got to be quick on Twitter. And you have to be like more clever than usual because you only have limited amount of characters that you can use. Yeah. So I like that. It makes me think smarter and more clever and more wittier.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I love all of those words.
I love
wittier, clever.
What other words?
But
Twitter is a goddamn cesspool. Like, Twitter is the worst. Other than Reddit, Twitter is the second worst form of like...
Put it this way. I had Robert get Twitter. I'm like, put your business up there. And he was like, it's full of hate and garbage. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I like it.
Yeah, Twitter is an evil, evil fucking
place. It is.
Place.
I mean, but whatever.
Wait, so why do I want to do this?
Because it's part of the show. Yeah. You get a part of the show.
It's cool, but, you know, it's...
I just share the same shit I share everywhere else
on
Twitter. It's just another platform. I don't know the purpose of it.
Yeah.
But then again, if I was starting on Twitter, I'd look at Instagram and say, what's the purpose of it?
That's why I don't like Facebook. I don't use Facebook, RSC uses, but I don't use Facebook because I can't stand how fucking in-depth everything is. Everybody's like, oh my God, so today my sweater ripped and I had to put it in the dryer and then it shredded and my dog pissed all over the floor.
You know, I use it a lot for my health coaching business.
Yeah.
Twitter has changed me where now I look at Facebook and I go, paragraph? Not reading that shit.
Yeah,
keep it
next.
Moving.
Yeah, it's like, not like that. It's not
you know
like
why?
That.
Because... 10 out of 10 times, it's some fucking imbecile writing it anyway that I'm like, I know you're a moron.
Right.
So whatever you have to say is fucking worthless anyway. Why would
Twitter
I read all
right.
this?
Stop attacking me.
Hey, everybody in the room.
No, but it's true. Yeah. People on Facebook.
No more long posts for
really
you.
Yeah, right. Forget all that story jazz. No. While we are in the subject really quick before we change it, what do you guys, do you have any recommendations for anybody who is going through that kind of transition or maybe even with themselves? Like, you know, I do my mantra, I stick my feet in the grass, I put on my Abraham, I do my meditation to try to keep myself centered. But what do you guys do to work on, you know, feeling okay with yourself? Like, you know, because you...
Masturbation.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there we go.
That self-improvement is masturbation. Tyler Durden.
Quick
release
answer.
The endorphins.
Yeah.
So, but really, though, like, you know...
I'm serious.
No, yeah, that's a Fight Club.
How many
thing.
Times a day do you masturbate? Let's be honest.
I don't. There's not. Depends it's not always
day,
multiple
right?
times.
Yeah. Sometimes,
probably almost every night. Sometimes 2-3 times. It depends on how I am.
Woo!
Okay.
What
boobs.
The fuck is that?
Why are you showing me boobs?
I don't know. I just got boobs and
Oh my
and
god!
What the fuck
Snapchat.
Is that?
I got boobs and Snapchat.
You show get Snapchat
got boobies,
and then you show them to my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should see them first.
Wait, I gotta show her boobs now.
Oh my god.
Jess? No.
Oh my god. Mark, he's doing a selfie boob shot on Snapchat
good.
On the
yes.
show.
Good
Can
for
you
him.
Fucking believe this shit?
Good for him.
Unbelievable. So next time I'm gonna pull up Bella's tail and take a picture of the asshole. That's
Whoa.
What he said. We don't send nudes around here. Phil said show us. Of course, Phil.
We'll get kicked off.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't.
Yeah, we'll get kicked off.
Are you guys going to answer the question so we can change this
subject? What question? Oh, I work out and I read.
You work out and read.
I work out and read.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm doing a lot around the yard for Jeffrey and I, so I'm like setting it up as like our little, you know, our family pad.
Yeah,
you know, like eventually getting a relationship. I built another room. Onto the apartment,
nice.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's coming out really nice.
So we're going to have like
a second...
Oh, you've
been in his apartment.
Ba-dum-bum.
Motherfucker.
That's where I take some of my clients.
That's so funny because actually...
Only the elite.
You know, one day I had fell down the stairs and I had sprained my rib bone, remember? My rib bone in the back was sticking out. My lower rib that we have. And my brother, he does like... He knows muscles and stuff.
Oh,
so
yes, I do remember.
Yes, so I go to his gym. Now, check this out, babe. I walk in. There's guys, of course, working out everywhere, staring at my brother as I walk in, like, who's this chick he's got, you know? So he goes, come with me. And we're walking around, and he takes me to this back room, right? It's just a back room with mirrors and a light. And I'm like, you're going to shut the door? He goes, yeah, I bring my clients in here all the time. I'm like, they probably think you're bringing me in here to do something else. Meanwhile, you know, he's looking at my back or whatever. But I was like, I felt so awkward. They were all staring. I'm like, motherfucking whores around here. It's crazy.
We are not.
A lot of haters.
I know.
Not all of us. Yeah, I mean.
Well,
no, you have a lot of haters.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay. It just means you're on their mind. I say whether you love me or hate me, you're still thinking about
it.
I
think it's so funny. I look at some of the comments on your posts, and I think it's hysterical.
Mine?
No,
oh,
your
his?
Brother's
yeah.
post. It's so hysterical.
Yeah.
I like that people are comfortable telling me how they feel.
I like the challenge.
I like how you're trying to see the good in it.
I like it.
I am. I like
unbelievable.
I'm listening. I'm setting my home screen.
I don't care. You're not even in the shit. I'll throw that new phone right out the window.
Right out the window.
I'm distracted.
He's distracted with a new phone.
The phone's bigger than the window.
In the garbage, mister. I fell out the window. You know what that's from?
No.
Big Hero 6. The balloon, he's like, I fell out the window when he was like deflating. All right, whatever. Here's something good. I was thinking about, I was talking to my other brother today outside, and you know, we were the one we like.
Whoa!
I like and love both my brothers very much, might I add, okay?
Speak for yourself.
They are my life. I'm very close to my brothers. I love them. But we were discussing like past and then now present. And you know, we were talking about how, you know, I say this, but this is not what it is. I am now a stepmother to my son because he does have a birth mother, but I call him my son. I am his mom. I don't care about that. But we were discussing when I was younger, I was a child of divorce, and our parents would say horrible things about each other, both of them, and put us in the middle, and then we'd get in trouble at one house, and then we'd get in trouble at another house, and then our parents would sometimes even pin us against each other. You can't talk to that one because they're on my bad side, or you can't do that. So we grew up kind of different than other households, and our bio, I felt, was just not okay for the situation. So I don't associate, but I do, however, think of my past and implement it into my future. So I think, like, what did I feel like being a stepchild? What did I feel like being in the middle? And you think back and go, the norm for the 80s and 90s was what we had. And now the norm for 2020, and everything is so different. You're like trying to adjust to what is going on. And it's so hard because we're still dealing with our demons, our flaws we think we have, or our mistakes we want to fix, or our things. And I feel like my visual memory isn't there. I can't think of memories, but I can feel them, if that makes any sense. And now as a parent, I'm trying to appreciate myself and how far I've come and how I'm not repeating habits, or I'm not, you know, but also then I still get on myself. Am I learning fast enough? Am I doing a good enough job? Am I giving them my all? You know, and we constantly are questioning what we are because of our past. How do we let that go without I don't even want that to be a thing. Like, my father's day has never been the same because my father, I lost. However, the past 2 years, I have not made it about me because I have a husband who has a Father's Day.
Yeah.
And he deserves that time. He deserves that with his children. I don't need to be walking around mopey because I miss my dad. I'm trying to, like, work on that. Do you guys have anything like that that you feel haunt you that you work on with yourself?
I work on myself constantly.
I'm a perfect parent. I mean, I parent better than anybody. I mean, I have no worries. I'm the greatest husband, the greatest parent, the greatest friend, brother-in-law. You know, like, I am perfect in every way.
You're so humble.
People tell me that, you know. I don't like to brag, you know.
They all tell him he looks like Apollo Creed, so let's say whoever he's talking to is a fucking liar.
It's blatantly obvious I look like Apollo. I don't understand how you don't see it.
Nicole or Mark, do you guys have anything into
it? It's mind boggling. It boggles my mind.
It boggles my mind
how you do that.
Oh, boggles.
It's mind boggling.
Do you guys have
my
demons?
Biggest fear is not being there for my kids, you know, passing away young, because my father passed away young, so I have that I want to be here as long as possible. I never want to leave him. I don't want to ever have to deal with that, like, especially at a young age. That's my biggest worry. Like, Pete was telling me at work that he has, like, panic attacks about it. I like sometimes have, like, a slight anxiety where I'm like, oh fuck. But, you know, that's probably my biggest thing.
I have fears of that all the time, like, especially with Zach. Like I told Jessica, I don't know how many years ago that was, like, if God forbid something happened to me, you guys are taking Zach. Like, that's,
what?
There's no question. Yeah, Zach is going to you guys, because I wouldn't trust anybody else to raise him and raise him the way that he needs to be raised.
Drama Club asking about what's up, the stuffed animal.
Oh, I thought you said, who's that pony in the corner? I'm like, that's my brother Mark.
No. It's my youngest daughter's pony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can see it?
It's a unicorn. Yeah, you can see it in the corner.
It's a ride-on, actually. If you move it, the wheels move it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I have that feeling every day. Like I was telling you before, I had such an emotional breakdown yesterday. Like, I was
literally on the floor,
right,
crying for hours on end, just sobbing.
Oh God, next.
Uncontrollable.
So fucking dramatic.
Oh my God.
I really, I was, and like it started with Zach, but then it, like, you know how like when you get into that emotional state, it trickles into everything. I'm like, I'm not a good enough mom. I'm never gonna be good enough for anybody in a relationship. I'm never gonna be a good enough wife for anybody.
Hold on, can I don't mean to interrupt, but here's a perfect example of women thinking, and I love this part of the show. This is my favorite part of the show.
Well, I'm glad I could indulge.
No, because again, I'm not picking on you guys. I'm saying that there's a difference. I've said a million times, women think a certain way, men think a certain way. Mark has that moment. He doesn't now start dragging everything else into it. He focuses on this is the problem. Women,
you don't fucking know him.
I was going to say, why you don't know him?
He's a dragger. Mark doesn't do this. Like, Mark doesn't do that. Like, something happened. Boyfriend,
and
fucking lawyering him up.
You start going, and that's why I'm failing at fucking, you
know,
this.
How do you know? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe now he doesn't want to admit it because you just put that stigma on it.
Be honest, do you? Of course not. Thank you.
And that's right. You can let your emotional side out, Mark. But if you really feel that way, it's okay. Jess and I are here to tell you it's okay.
But again, this is more just natural women thinking, and we're starting to understand it more, though. Because the way you did that thing where I brought this up last time, how you, I forget what we were talking about. Was it a new sexual thing? Mm-hmm. And instead of just going, oh, that was new, you started dragging all these outside elements into why it's happening, where's it coming from? And I was like, yeah, guys, don't do that at all. It's just this, you know, thing. And Nicole started doing that with this, where she's going, here's a problem. And now, because of this problem, I'm going to start ragging on myself about 50 other different things.
Yes, I do that.
That have nothing to do with this.
I mean, I was like, here I am. I want more kids. How the fuck am I going to have more kids? I can't even be a good mom to the ones I have.
And that,
I mean, it was bad.
Did you see the thought process and how it becomes so dramatic? Like, that's what I'm learning doing
our
this
emotions
show.
Are different.
But listen, we're also quarantined right now, too, so you got to give me a little bit for that.
You'll do that whether it's quarantined or not.
Listen, I mean,
probably right.
I have to say, like, the females are definitely more emotional, but Mark, when you think about stuff, I mean, you came from the same household I came from, okay? When you think about stuff, do you not think about it and go, fuck, I wish I could be doing more. I wish I could have more. I wish I could spend more time. I wish, because of, like, do you think about that stuff like I do too? Or no, you don't?
I do, but I try to squash it as fast as possible.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's one of my flaws. I'm working on it.
Let me make an example on like how different it would be. Let's say Mark's not doing great at the gym, right?
Yeah.
And he's down on himself. He's like, man, the fucking gym's really slow. You know, I wish it was doing better. He wouldn't then start going, oh, and my fucking love handles. And, you know, now that's why fucking I can't get a guy. And, you know, like, he's not going to just start. You know what I mean, though? Like, you start dragging all this other shit and you bury yourselves. You do it to yourself. Like, just stick with the one thing.
What the fuck?
But it's fine beating yourself up with one thing.
I don't do it to myself. Like, I've had things like that conditioned into me. Like, I literally had my ex-husband tell me, once you cut your hair, I'm leaving.
No, I know, but you started explaining it. Like, you were like, I had this one thing happen, right? Whatever happened. And then this floodgate of other dramatic shit started going into your head. And again, it's not, it seems like it's a woman thing. And again, I love when people do that, because we all know we're wired differently. And for the most part, we're the same species.
It's fine. I love you.
Right? So our wiring essentially is pretty much the same. Yes, some people have a little loose wiring, but essentially, because we're broken down to that caveman element. You know, there's that, just, it's always going to be there no matter what. It's ingrained in human DNA.
Yeah.
And women are wired their way. And the more I do this, I see the commonalities in it, and I go, oh, that's part of the wiring thing.
You know, let me tell you something about your wiring thing. No, I'm kidding. You're right. You're right. Honestly, women are a lot more emotional. We do go off on tangents. There are times I'll call him at work and I'm like, and Valentina, she wanted another hug. I gave her 50 hugs. All I want to do is take a shit. I can't take a shit alone. She put her fingers on the door. I'm in the bathtub. She's playing with my bubbles. I'm like, get out of the bathtub. You know, but, and he looks at me and goes, Jessica, okay, I get it. Go take a few minutes. You know, go smoke, relax, chill. But in our heads, we do. I was not just talking about that, though. I'm not talking about just this present. I'm talking about my past will sometimes come in, and I'll go, you fucking stay there and don't come in. You're a pest. You stay there. But sometimes it still hurts and I still then go, ugh, and then I touch on it and I try to push it back and it's like a fucking, like an ex when you're single that you just go back to because you're bored and then you try to get rid of them and you can't get rid of them. You go back to them because you're bored.
Bitch.
Truth. Yep. You know, like you just can't let it go.
See, like, I think that's depending on your situation. Like, you had hardcore parenting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I had,
yeah, but I had very relaxed parenting. So for me, it's kind of freestyle. You have a template of don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't have that template. I just kind of go, I think, you know, I just want to be a good dad. You know what I mean? Like, and that shouldn't be too hard. Like, I don't, like, how hard is it to be a good dad? Like, don't beat your kids, you know.
No.
Spend some time with them. Don't be shitty to them. And that's really all you got to do. You know, like, it's not a hard fucking job. Like, mom, hardest job in the world. Dad is, I walk in at 5 o'clock, it's like, hey, dad's here.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he comes into the,
I wish it was like, hey, mom's here.
Yeah.
You know, and I get a few hours in and I'm like, shh, fucking dad of the year right here, you know, and it's easy. But also, I don't have that of, you know, I would never do that to my kids. I would, because my mom also wasn't a warden, you know?
Right.
So, I think it's where you come from also. Like, I don't know your upbringing, but I'm assuming it wasn't the easiest.
No.
Yeah, so.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the easiest either.
Yeah. It's just, I think that as women, maybe, you know, we're a lot more harder on ourselves, you know, and I think I could do everything in the book from cleaning to cooking to slaving to my kids to my husband
but
to working.
Like,
and I still feel like, what else?
To a certain extent, I feel like we're also conditioned to feel like we have to do all that. So it's like when you can't.
I like
wiping. And when you can't live up to it.
Oh, I live up to it. But I judge myself, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Like, you judge yourself because you're conditioned to feel like you have to.
Ready? And here's why you shouldn't. Because if you ask me or any of the kids, you're doing the best job in the world. So it's like, let it go. Right. No one's thinking, wow, she stinks at being mom.
Easy said, but you know, I know. She has you to reiterate that to her and remind
her. Some people
her
don't
of that.
Have that.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
So when I get down on myself, I don't have anybody to be like, you're doing the best that you can. Like, I don't have.
What the fuck am I?
No,
I'm kidding. So you just called you a whore. He called you a whore, Nicole. Now I know how you guys are working out. So I'm like, I love this little back and forth here, and I'm glad of hearing about all the wiring issues.
It's not issues. I'm just pointing out the similarities in men and women.
Can the Geek Squad come by?
This is the truth, though. And I love the response you get from women because they act as if you're pointing out a flaw. I'm not pointing out a flaw. I'm saying something that it's an instinctual thing ingrained in women's DNA from the beginning of man that fucking over time. But you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not a coincidence you all react in certain ways or when certain situations happen that men all react in certain ways.
Yeah, well, because fucking Eve ate that apple.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be a coincidence that for thousands of years, no matter what point of time you look
Carol
at,
Baskin,
there's similarities in the way men behave and there's similarities in the way women behave.
Fucking Eve Baskin.
You know? And for some people, those things are worse and some are better. And,
I have a funny story.
But, you know, essentially, it's all the same wiring, really, to put it in a very basic layman term. You know, and I believe that very strongly. I'm like a firm believer of that. That sometimes you just have to chalk it up to, hey, that's humans being humans. You know.
Humans. The other day, really quick, funny story before we switch to something else. I leave Rocky, we all know, notes every morning. So
I know, I love that. You guys are
I had
so
an argument with the other one, and I was annoyed with her. And so I wrote him a note in the morning. I'm like, I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so-and-so's name, fucking Baskins. And it was like I heard him because I was up, so I heard him like open it and he started laughing. I'm like, yeah, that's a good morning. Have you guys seen this video that's like viral right now about that monkey?
Yes,
that tried to steal the child.
Kidnapping monkey. First of all, can we talk about how awesome it is that he's rolling up on a little mini bike?
Yes, on a little mini motorbike.
This is the new trafficking.
Yo, he rolls up like.
And they've already got memes all over the internet about it.
In How High I Need Money when he steals the bike. And he just jumps off it and goes right. That's what the monkey does with this motorbike.
Yeah,
he jumps off
that kid,
like,
Mark.
Boom, you're coming with me, bitch.
Not only grabbed him, but then went back for it again. I'm like, that, that first of all, there was a crowd of people.
And look how small that monkey is, how strong he is. Did you drag that? That kid's got to be 25, 30 pounds.
There's three kids sitting there and a mother. That's crazy. And it took that kid off the porch, dragging him across the pavement. I'm going to share it right now on my Twitter, JRabbit55, if you want to watch it.
That kid's double the size of that monkey. And that monkey dragged that kid with ease.
I don't know. It's on my Twitter right now. I don't know how, or I didn't look up where this is. Looking at the tile, looks like it's foreign. It's not from around here.
Yeah, no, that's definitely in like Indonesia or something.
Let me tell you something. That's the new. They got animals now riding in on motorcycles.
Let's not say that's the new. You know how, first of all, how many people are not going to buy a monkey and how hard it is to train a monkey to kidnap, you know?
Not really. There's monkeys they have trained to steal.
Yeah, I know, but that's a lot of people aren't going to put the work in. You know?
Get that baby. What's the difference between get that baby and I got this treat.
No, but again, you still have to train it. Look, think about dog owners. How many bad dog owners do you know? I know tons of them.
Not that dogs aren't smart, but monkies are.
No, but what I'm saying is people love the ideas of getting things and going, I'm going to train the shit out of this thing. Then when they get it, they go, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but if you're determined and you're in like a pack that's on my Twitter right now, that's just not one monkey. Like that motherfucker's got a few monkeys doing that.
That's crazy. That we're now assuming that because we saw one monkey, she goes, "That's not one.
There's definitely more monkeys.
There's more. There's more monkeys. There's one. There's one monkey that does this."
I think that when you look at that though, it's just not like he didn't walk up and then. You know, he went to that kid, though. There's two of the... He went to that kid.
But also, we don't know the context of this at all. That monkey could be that kid's owner. I mean, the kid could be the monkey's owner.
He dragged the kid on the pavement.
Maybe it's a game they play. on the wood floors, it's fun. But on the concrete, it's not so fun. And the monkey doesn't know the difference.
Who trained to ride a motorcycle?
That's the best part of the whole video. I want the monkey just for the motorcycle ride. I would sit in my front yard if I had a monkey that could ride a motorcycle and fill that tank up all day just watching him ride in circles and be happy as a pig in shit. Everyone that walks by is like, the fucking monkey's riding a motorcycle.
This motherfucker.
Isn't that great?
It's not great, and it's actually scary to think about, you know, being that there is all this shit coming out. Now you see monkeys stealing kids. Now I'm wondering, every time I see a fucking dog or an animal, look at my kid.
Steal my kid.
My fucking kid.
Now look at the nice one. It's the same type of monkey that we met at the fair.
And that monkey grabbed my tits.
And he was the sweetest little monkey
we
ever.
We were watching. I swear to God, we got the picture. I didn't realize, but the monkey literally, was like this.
But that monkey was sweet as shit.
Like this, holding my tits.
Why
and I'm like this.
Grab my tits?
I was like, what the fuck?
For the 30-second interaction we had with that monkey, it was one of the happiest moments of my life. Don't ruin it.
Oh, my God. The monkey, like, fucking. It was funny, though. It really was. The guy goes, he never does that.
How awesome was the monkey, though?
He was cute.
It was awesome.
Came right on my shoulder and grabbed my tit. I was like, perfect.
He licks your hand, he goes...
Yeah, licks your hand. He just licked his asshole.
And then he runs over, he gives you the postcard. It was adorable. You had little overalls on.
It was adorable, okay? But not for nothing, that monkey, he knew what he was... He saw titties and he grabbed... I was pregnant at the time. It was Val and Louis. I was pregnant at the time. Yeah. And it was Louis and Kaylee.
Why have I never heard this story before?
I got the picture
upstairs. We saw the monkey a couple times.
Yeah, I'm not... He kept bringing me back.
Because you give it a buck, it gives you a postcard. And I was just happy to be interacting with the monkey. I never got to interact with a monkey before. Have you?
No.
It's awesome.
No.
Dude, because you look at it, you go, he's so fucking smart. He knows exactly what I want. And
he knows exactly what I want.
No, but the guy will tell you, he goes, give him a buck. And you pull out a dollar and he goes, hey. And he runs over, he grabs
the
buck.
Postcard.
He puts it in the bucket and he runs over and gives you a postcard. But then he like shakes your hand after. And it was the coolest
thing. I'm not child trafficked. I'm animal trafficked. And he likes to molesting me. He goes, grab her tits.
And you feel his little hand. They feel like little leather paws. Like it's so weird. It was such a cool experience.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to see a monkey rolling up on a motorcycle.
What if it grabbed Valentina and drug her down the street?
I would chase him and be like, give my kid back.
You wrangly, you little monkey.
But, you know, if a monkey's running around causing mischief, I'm all for
it. If he's causing missions.
I'm all for it. I'm never going to see a little capuchin monkey roll up like that and be like, oh no, here comes that capuchin monkey. I'm going to look at it and go, yes, here comes the capuchin monkey. You know something fun's going to happen.
Oh my God. I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always awesome. Apu is like a capuchin
Apu,
monkey.
Yeah, Apu, and he was a thief. Well, Aladdin. Hey. Fucking thief.
But he was adorable.
Guys, I want to throw this out there. I was searching through my internet with my daughter looking for hair. We're looking at colors and stuff because she wants to do something different.
Oh, so is this the other gift you got me?
Yeah. It is the eyelash gift. No, so I'm scrolling through. I'm not even joking, and I'm going to have Rocky bring it close so everybody can see. And I just typed in blue hair, purple bang, right? Blue hair, purple bang. And what comes up other than Etsy, Crystal Faith Creation. Professional quality face, lace front, full coverage, brown pubic wig.
Called Merkins.
It's a lace front.
Yeah, nice.
Pubic wig.
Now, I don't know. Can people not grow pubes? Like, what is the need
now,
for this?
Now, I'm thinking.
Well, eventually you go bald, from what I've been told.
Tell me when you can see.
At that point, though, who cares?
I hope so.
Yeah, like.
Babe, you go gray and then you go bald.
You get the gist. You can see the pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wig.
It's a wig. It's a lace front wig. That's not even the best part.
What's the best
part? Yeah, what's the best part?
What's the best part? Can you see?
Barely.
Is it a mannequin
it's
wearing
it?
It's
very bright. Yeah, it's a mannequin wearing it.
No, that's it's nice. Not. It's a mannequin wearing. They are armpit extensions.
Again, like, what?
Why?
What is
what?
The point?
So, I don't understand. Why would you just like, wear
you know what?
That's
like,
fucking hilarious.
The majority of women shave that shit off.
Like, who's in the business?
That's longer than my beard.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hair down there.
Armpit extensions.
Who's in the business of these things?
That is awesome.
Like, I feel like that's fake. Like,
it's not fake.
No, I get it. But I feel like it's a goof thing.
First of all, I hope it's fake because I wouldn't want somebody's real shit.
Like, or there's a really rare fetish out there that maybe they sell like three of these things a year.
Oh my God! I can't. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It is a real thing. It is an armpit. It's an armpit extension of hair that you lace front. Now, it's lace front. You know what lace front is? They sew it. So they sew it to their other armpit hair. Oh. They let their armpit hair grow.
But if you're letting it,
that's just
why
weird.
Do you need more?
I don't know what's going on.
So wait, that's a weave for your... That's basically
unroomed Merkin.
It looks like you got buckwheat in a headlock.
Do you know how much that is, first of all? Let me tell you.
Let me ask, do they braid it?
I don't know, but it's $145.
That's insane.
And the pubic.
That's a fetish thing.
The pubic is $254.
Yeah, no, that's a fetish thing.
I wonder what that smells like.
You imagine if can I ask you something? When they go down, do they go
like curtains?
Like they're in a jungle, you know, like they go tiger, you know, like oh my god.
Well, yeah, from listening to Opie and Anthony, they used to talk about, you know, because they were in the era of the bush, and they would say
that
you did have to kind of waft it away before you went down on a chick. Like sometimes you would have to waft it out of the way. Like they didn't, you know, there was no trimming, nothing.
There was bush, right?
No, yeah, big time in the 80s.
Have
the
you
70s?
Ever been with anybody with a bush?
Not a full blown bush.
Have you ever been
no.
with a bush?
Not a full blown.
Yeah. Oh my god, thank the fucking
No, we grew
bush.
Up in the 90s.
Like, yeah. That's how some girls were fucking lazy. You never know.
Yeah, no. My experience was mostly.
Anybody wants to look it up, it's Merkins.
M E
R K I N S.
I mean, maybe
Merkins.
A little bit.
I've had a lot of landing strips.
Yeah, yeah.
Pubic wig, Merkins. Yeah, so I saw that, and I'm not joking. Like, I typed in hair on my, and I don't know why that came up in my search engine.
That's awesome.
It's like
it's
a
not even blue.
It's not even blue. It's fucking brown. Yes, and it's like an Etsy shop,
right,
nonetheless.
It
comes
blue.
Up like this.
But if you look at like Etsy and Wish, like Wish has the most outlandish
Wish
shit on it too.
Is awesome. Did you see the post I put up
with the butt thing?
No. With the
face
pants?
The butt. Yeah, you did the face, the butt,
the
attachment
pants
thing.
Oh my god! Really? Yes,
no. It was the what was it? Vinyl? No, what's
it was? Pleather. It was
like a pleather.
There's that yes thing that the people
show her the
wear
picture.
You need to bring this up. I need to see this.
It's almost like a rubber suit.
It's rubber pant, decay pant shorts.
It's almost
but there's
human,
a tube and the guy's head's in it.
Oh wait, yeah. I did see it. Never mind. Yeah. I did see
picture
it.
Picture human centipede for you guys out there, but in a suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you need that?
Why is it on my
fetishes
wish?
Why your wish?
Fetishes.
Your wish is to have this.
If your fetish is to eat pussy, why do you need
it? It's not eating
pussy.
Nicole, they're not eating pussy.
No.
Don't
face sitting pants.
What? There's scat.
Face sitting pants.
Yeah. Face sitting pants.
People have shit fetishes.
Oh my god.
Stop. You just ruined everything for
me. People like to be shit in their mouth.
There was a rumor that Sylvester Stallone used to get hookers, and they would sit on a glass table and shit on it while he laid underneath it.
Apollo Creed.
What?
It's just a rumor. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but there was always like this, you know.
The Pittsburgh platter, as they call it.
Who was it? Which brother was it that showed you the cake that the girl farted on?
Robert.
Fucking
Robert.
Disgusting.
Weird.
We're sitting, all of a sudden he goes, check this out. He turns his phone and it says, big butthole, a girl farts. You see the fart butthole open? The Ew. Fart on the cake? I was like,
did you ever hear of the Alabama Hot Pocket?
No. What's that?
It's when you shit in a girl's pussy.
Oh my god! You know how many infections you'll get from that? An Alabama Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know what that is?
You know, I pick up things along the way.
Oh my god!
That's please rich and me, compelling.
Please don't tell me you heard. Oh my god, compelling. Yeah. Please don't tell me you were Hot Pocketed.
No, what are you kidding me?
Well,
that's
I don't
gross.
Know. I don't know.
The people
know.
You think we hang out with. Oh my
god. Well,
don't tell them about our personal lives, babe.
People who fucking masturbate every day. People who are getting tits in their Snapchat.
Nothing wrong
people know
with
about wiring.
Healthy masturbation. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely. No.
There is a perv switch in some people, and again, this is an Opie and Anthony thing, where they go from I'm calm to frothing. Horniness and sexuality, that they have these perv switches that they just have to satisfy this fucking crazy urge. Like,
yeah.
Pedophiles have it, you know, rapists have it, but also fetish people have it, you know, where it's like, I gotta get pissed on.
I just haven't had a like, very what? High sex drive. I can't.
I understand. All right? I understand. But I'm saying, though, like. Between fucking braiding their armpit hairs, shitting on tables, and fucking pants that you could put a guy's head in, I don't even know.
Well, you know, people like things.
That's like different don't. Things.
They like things.
People like things.
All the things.
You know? Can't judge people.
Nope.
You know? So, while we have 10 minutes left, do either one of you have anything you want to talk about on the show, or are you guys just...
We're just here for the ride.
No, I mean, like, do you have anything you
just
want?
Just here for the booze.
I get it. You brought the booze, so
I did.
What does that mean? So I'm right. I got the booze. Hey. You know, do you guys have anything that you guys want to bring up tonight?
I don't know. That's kind of spur anything? Of the moment.
You guys went to the bird sanctuary, huh?
We
How
did.
Was that?
That was a lot of
it
fun.
It was awesome.
I never been fun. To the bird sanctuary.
I'd have to say a lot less birds than you're thinking.
I love how stiff you are right now. Are you all right?
I am stiff.
He's shitting.
I am
God damn it!
He's doing an Alabama Hot Pocket.
He's doing
as
something.
We speak.
Oh my god! Don't pick that up again. There was stuff in there that
it's
I didn't
nice.
Return.
It's nice though. Like, Mark's fetish. Like little finches. They come down and they eat the bird seed right out of your hand. It's
Mark's
really
fetish
cool.
is he likes to shit and then collect it out of the bowl and then cram it back into his ass.
Wow.
And we shit it
out. How many fingers?
It's like an icing.
Oh yeah, my god! Please stop.
Okay.
Please stop.
So yeah, there weren't as many, you know, birds. I
there's
mean,
like
but
there's like trails. She told me to come that
but
day.
The trails
and I was like,
were
just
awesome. The trails
I did.
Were
I
awesome.
I told her to come with us, but she didn't.
It was a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
We went out. You
I
go
said,
out
Mark's
to the
going,
beach.
I'm not.
Onto the sand.
Yeah.
Played in the you know.
You
Jeff,
played in the sand.
I played in the. I frolicked.
Did you get sand fleas?
I did
he
not.
He stuck the sand fleas up his ass.
Whoa!
He did.
He
I like the way they tingle.
He had a couple tickles on his leg, though.
He what?
He got a couple ticks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I called
I was
them.
The only
did
one
you
that
pull
didn't.
Them off?
I did.
Did
no,
they
I,
bite?
I left them.
Or they were just like laying?
No,
there?
I could feel them tickle my hairs.
Oh my fucking god! Did
my,
you check her?
My extensions
no,
on
he
the
didn't.
Legs.
Did
no,
you check her hair.
He
didn't
I didn't.
What kind of friend?
I did not.
What kind of friend?
That was really
shitty.
Yeah.
Real
awful.
Shitty.
You're a terrible person.
No, but I heard it was really
horrible.
Good. I wanted
you're
to
horrible.
Get
this
girl.
I think
she's like when I get nervous, I stick my arms out. It's like that's nice.
And then I smell them like that.
Horrible.
Superstar.
Now I feel like a horrible father, and I'm never going to amount to nothing.
There we go.
That was good.
Why are you attacking me right now?
That was good.
I thought we were friends.
That was good. That was
it
good.
Was really nice.
Good.
It was really nice.
Awesome. I'm like, I might think
it's
about
fun.
Going
we were, there was wild turkey there.
Yeah.
What? That's what it sounded like?
Oh, my God. kid, there was like little chipmunk that was like coming
in.
Right
practice.
Up to their feet.
I do.
Jeff was
he and Jeff
practice,
they go oh
and, nightly. And Jeff had a blast.
That's awesome.
Can
yeah.
I just say I love that you're my best friend?
I love you.
I love
you.
I love you too.
I love you, my best friend too. I love our four dynamics. I think we have a great.
Ooh, this is a good four. Good. We have great corners.
Fantastic four.
But we can't spell it that way, so we have to call it fantastic. Z with Z.
Fantastic.
Oh my god.
Excuse me?
No, I have the video of our wedding on here, but I can't.
What are you trying to get up on the wedding?
I can't transfer it over to my phone.
Oh, shit.
I was
Delete.
Can you stop playing with your phone for the 50th time?
I'm trying to save our wedding stuff.
Can you stop?
It's got to be wedding shit.
How do you still have that on your phone?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You don't think you don't fucking watch it again?
No.
Well, you wouldn't keep stuff from your wedding on your phone if you were still married?
No.
See, this is why you don't want to marry him.
Save it somewhere else and get it off the... It's taking up space on there, Rocky.
My space.
Post it on MySpace.
Wait.
I've been married to them and I have shit from their wedding on my phone.
But Mark, crazy. You're in this. You're in it.
Oh, is that why you saved it?
All right, so save it.
That's exactly.
Fuck you.
I get it.
Fuck you.
No, I understand.
Don't you feel like we'll just call it.
Who you got introduced with her, right?
Yes, he came out with Nicole.
Mark and Nicole.
I actually don't even remember.
It was a good time. It was a good fucking time.
I don't even remember.
No, I don't think so.
I think Nicole and Richie came out. Yeah. I think he came out with Anna.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you come out with Anna? No, Sal came out with Anna.
I have zero recollection of your memory.
I know.
Of your fucking
the one
wedding.
We don't speak of.
I'm pretty sure it definitely wasn't you that
I
walked out.
I think she came. No, Lisa and Richie came out.
She came out with someone else.
She was supposed to come out with my brother. That's right.
Yeah, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, you came out with... There was a two.
Was it outside?
I don't think it was Richie either, though.
You came out...
I had to buy Converse for that wedding, right?
I don't think it was Richie, because Richie was your best man, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't Richie
have gone out? And Lisa came in together.
Richie and Lisa
would have
gone out.
I had the list. I could figure it out, all right, guys?
Wait, who else was your... Who were your girlfriend?
I had a Gambino and... And Anthony.
Yeah.
I had your two brothers.
Yeah.
And Richie and Sal. It definitely wasn't Mark or Robert.
And, was Carl? No.
No, Carl wasn't in it.
That was everybody then.
So then she must have walked out with one of your cousins.
Yeah, probably Anthony and Jimmy.
Maybe Anthony and Jimmy someone walked out with her and someone else because I had more bridesmaids.
Maybe it was Robert.
No, Robert walked me down the aisle.
So then it must have been Mark.
No.
I have to look it up, all right? I'm not going to spend the rest of 6 minutes talking about this shit.
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
That's actually the entrance song. Let's go crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Let's get nuts. Purple bananas. I look for the purple bananas till they bring us through the truck.
Is that a real thing? Purple bananas?
Prince? No.
Oh, I think I got it.
All right. So anyway, guys, we're at 52, and I don't really have
anything. This was a fun fucking show.
It was a great show.
This was a great show.
Well, it's because Mark actually showed up.
Let's see. I didn't feed him enough. Yep. I didn't give him enough.
That's right. You didn't. You gave him a small... plate
20
of
potatoes and 2 pieces of meatloaf.
Small plate
loaf
of a lot of food.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Oh my god.
Fucking meatloaf!
He's like, I never know what she's doing
Zach
in there.
Used to call it meatloaf.
You just sent me Amazon photos?
Well, it was our wedding thing.
He wants you to save
it. He's emailing.
Now.
I have it in my phone already.
No, I had to email it to get the web address.
Listen, guys, I wanted to throw something out there. My brother, his Instagram, Benu Haran Guitars. He is working on a cornhole game specifically
for... He's got some really dope shit on there.
I know.
There.
If you go over their Instagram, it's Benu Haran, B-E-N-U-H-E-R-O-N?
R-R-O-N.
R-R-O-N. Okay.
Say it again.
Benu Haran Guitars. And it's on Instagram. You can find him off mine. But also, he does all types of custom woodwork. Okay, so he's working on a custom cornhole game, which comes with the two. It's going to be guitar shapes, and it'll have Unfiltered Marriage. He's also going to do one for Super Ugly Show specifically. And we're going to be doing a contest. It comes with the beanbags. It comes with the stand. It comes with the case. It's everything all included. I will post one on my Twitter so you guys can see what it looks like, and I'll also put his Instagram up there. We're going to come up with a contest. I don't know what yet. He's giving it away to promote his business. So I will keep in touch with that. And if you guys want, go over to my Twitter, jrabbit55, for any other information or to link up. And do not forget to come back next Tuesday, because if you don't, you're a...
Yeah, you hear that, Mark? Come back next Tuesday.
Well, you want to talk.
Just saying. Oh, I have been told not to come.
Well, last week I canceled because I was having a, you know,
thank
it, I was having a rough week.
That shit, Rocky.
The week before, she had a stomach ache, fuck her germs. Every time I tell him, Nicole's like, how many? He goes, oh, fucking excuses. Mark, we already expect it. He just, you know, he shows up when he wants. He's busy on Tinder. Boob shot. Like,
be there or be square.
Yeah, well, we're definitely not fucking square, okay? Yeah. Don't call me a square. Are you judging me?
Well, no. He didn't want to be square.
Baby, take it out.
Showed up.
All right, guys. So RussosBrand.com. Head over there now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows every single week. So go to RussosBrand.com right now and go subscribe. That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. We will see you next
time. Bye.
Tuesday.